Okay, let's have our second Stevie Wonder lyric. A baby is born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by four walls. That ain't so pretty. Okay, the imminent arrival of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's first child has been getting a lot of press coverage, a lot of excitement around it. And with a royal baby, as always, speculation is rife. But Harry and Meghan have now come out and announced that they will be keeping the arrangements for the birth private. Enda Brady, Sky News correspondent, joins me now. Enda, what have the couple said about their plans?
Well, very little, Brendan. Basically, it's none of your business, it's none of my business, it's nobody's business. They've made a brief announcement this week just saying that they wish to take some time to celebrate the arrival. When the baby comes, they'll be taking some time to themselves. And when they've done celebrating themselves, they'll let everyone else know. And that's the way Harry and Meghan have decided it.
Okay, well, maybe this is the way they roll, but this is a bit off form for the royal family, isn't it? I mean, the reason people buy into it and pay for them to live the life they live is for the lives they lead, is for moments like this when there's a baby. Is a dim view being taken?
Not really. You know, Harry's, I would say, probably the most popular member of the royal family now, and for some years, people have taken a great interest in him. They respect the work he does and the decisions he makes, and I think nobody has really been critical of them, and I think we're seeing a very different birth this time because, you know, the baby is not, you know, without taking anything away from the arrival, this baby will not be a future king or queen. Harry is, you know, way down the pecking order now in terms of the title and the throne. And his wife has done things differently since she's come into the royal family. So I don't think anyone has been critical of them.
Okay, so do we think this is very much her influence?
Well, if you believe certain sections of the press here, yes. You know, the headlines, I find it fascinating. Kate does anything and she gets praised. And then certain elements of the UK tabloid media market here will report it very differently. And you just look at the way the words are chosen, like the Daily Mail the other day, Meghan snubs Queen's doctors. And when you actually read what was happening, she's just chosen her own doctor. You know, a woman decides how to give birth herself, and yet they use the word snub. You know, it's a fascinating dynamic, really.
Is this because she's American?
Yeah, possibly. You know, I think certain sections here haven't liked her from day one. She came in, she was different, she stood out, she had her own opinions and her own way of doing things. You know, a very successful woman in her own right with her own career and her own wealth behind her. And some people, I have to say a minority of people, have not liked that. And you see them, they're very vociferous on social media, but like that's, you know, water off a duck's back, it really is to her.
Yeah, because in many ways, I think for the vast majority of people, they've given a whole new lease of life to the royal family, haven't they?
Oh, yes, massively. You know, Harry has done great work over the years. He has stood out in terms of the work he has done, the conversation nationally in the UK that has started because of his support of mental health charities, for example. London Marathon coming up in a couple of weeks' time, which I'm going to be running again. And I remember a couple of years ago, he started the race. He was heavily involved. Everyone was given these little blue ribbon things for mental health awareness. He's done some great work and made the royal family very relevant.
And he's hooked up with Oprah now?
Yes, so this is interesting. He has been having private meetings in London with Oprah Winfrey. She is going to make a TV series for Apple TV, and it's about mental health. And apparently she said that she'd had a private conversation with Harry, and she said to him, what are the two biggest issues facing mankind and the world right now? And Harry said, climate change and mental well-being. And then off the back of that conversation, she decided to bring him in and do some work for this TV series that she's putting together for Apple. So due on our screens next year. And, you know, the resources, the contacts, everything Harry will be able to bring to it. I'm sure, you know, Oprah is an extremely talented and clever broadcaster and businesswoman. She will make it work with Harry.
Now, let's go back to the birth. So we heard that she was, as you say, snubbing the doctors. Now we're hearing that it's going to be a home birth. Is that just speculation? I saw it was friends seemed to be saying it.
Well, yeah, friends are very easily made up by certain journalists. You know, you can put things in quotes and you know yourself, Brendan, you know, your friend, you wonder, you know, what friend is actually talking to the tabloid press, because I wouldn't, you know, you think about it yourself, your own social circle, friends are not going to go and talk to reporters. Unless you tell them to, but I don't think for one minute she will have done. You know, the speculation is that it's going to be a home birth. And look, let's join up the dots here. They've moved out of Kensington Palace in central London. They've renovated Frogmore Cottage on the Windsor estate of Windsor Castle. There was a story the other day that staff had been told not to park near the cottage. And I think the reporters and the papers are basically joining up all the dots and thinking, hang on, a woman is due to have a baby. They've renovated this cottage at huge expense, not to themselves, obviously. And then the staff have been told not to park near the cottage for a few weeks. So the papers are basically joining up the dots. And then the line about the Queen's doctors not being involved in the birth. And they've come up with, she's having a home birth. You know, if she is, good luck to her. It will be perfectly safe. And obviously no photographers or paparazzi will get anywhere near Windsor Castle and the estate because it is completely private, that part of it.
And do we know when the baby's due?
No, we don't. We weren't, you know, we were given a date of sometime in the spring. And between the announcement and the time that has lapsed, they've worked out that it's sometime between now and the end of April. But I don't know. If I was a gambling man, I'd put money on April 23rd, St. George's Day.
You're saying April 23rd. OK, we'll hold you to that. Now, as we know, there's Kate Middleton stands outside St. Mary's Hospital shortly after the birth of each of her children.
Yes.
And, you know, it's part of the routine at this stage. That's not going to happen. Now, obviously, with Meghan, there won't be this presentation that the British do seem to like.
No, not at all. And, you know, the photographers, I remember about a month before Prince George was born, I was walking past St. Mary's Hospital and I ran into a couple of photographers I know and they had stepladders. And I said, what's happening, lads? I always ask, the photographers always know everything. So I always said, what's going on here? And they said, we're just getting our place ready. And I said, that baby's a month away from being born. And they went, oh, yeah, I know, but, like, you know, we have to be here. The buzz, the excitement and all the whole streets being cordoned off and parking being suspended, none of that this time. And there won't be a Lindo wing moment, as it's called, outside St. Mary's because the birth isn't taking place there. So, in a way, you know, good luck to them. It's private. It's what they want. And I think, if I was to put money on it, I think the first picture you'll see of this baby will be on Instagram, the newly created Instagram account. Why else did they start that last week?
And of course, this is increasingly how other celebrities of their age and millennials do introduce the babies to the world. And tell me about the Instagram thing. Like, obviously, people are being a bit mean about that again and saying that basically they want to become influencers. There's been a sense that they want to outdo Kate and William in terms of followers and stuff. What are you reading into the whole increased presence on Instagram and breaking away from the official Instagram account?
Well, I think it's a vibrant, young, royal family way of doing things. The one thing, the Instagram story that I thought was really interesting, so they're using the username Sussex Royal. Now, there was a fella the other week who actually, that was actually his Instagram name and account, and he got an email from the people who run Instagram saying, oh yeah, you might want to log back in again, there's been a bit of a change to your account. And he lived in Sussex, the county of Sussex, which is coincidentally where I am now. I'm on my way down to Brighton to Marathon tomorrow. He lived in Sussex, and he was a Reading Football Club fan. And Reading, of course, are called the Royals. That's their nickname. So he had the account name Sussex Royal. When he logged back in, he noticed he was now _ Sussex Royal. And then 2 days later, when he looked at who had got Sussex Royal, Harry and Meghan. So I think, you know, Instagram have moved heaven and earth to get them on board. They've got that name now. And I would say, you know, it's just part and parcel of the world we live in, Brendan. People of that age and with that amount of celebrity, they will have control over the photograph. They'll be able to look at it and they'll pick the very best image and they'll put it up on Instagram. That's my prediction.
And Andy, you're fearlessly on their side here and you think that all these people who are fussing and naysaying need to get with the program, yeah?
Oh, look, you know, look, Brendan, I don't know whether you kids, I have two children, and I think, you know, going back to the time of their arrivals, had someone been telling me or my wife what to do at that time, I can tell you the reaction they would have got from me and her. You know, best of luck to them. It's their baby, it's their pregnancy, it's their arrival and their family. So why should anyone else be telling them what to do. You know, they've broken with tradition. Yes, there will always be naysayers and criticism in certain quarters, but then it's very easily ignored, isn't it?
Okay, Enda Brady, thank you very much.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.